What's up, everybody? Welcome to Fika Talk. We're a little out of sync there. Alex the Penguin.
And I'm Andrea the Horse.
And this is a podcast where two best friends rant about life and stuff. I'm literally trying not to touch the mic.
If no one heard that, Alex is trying not to touch the mic.
I'm literally like, it's a struggle. I need mittens. Oh, wait, that's not going to stop me. And if you guys have been hearing our episodes lately, we got new mics and we figured out how to use them thanks to our fellow podcaster friends. And they work very well, to say the least. So I got to stop fidgeting with them.
Yeah. Last time I told Alex, and thank you guys for tuning in to our last episode, but literally I told Alex, I'm like, stop touching the mic. So like
she's fidgeting.
This time she's going to have her hands behind her back.
I'm going to sit on my hands. And then when I get excited, I'll just put them up in the air like I just don't care. Just throw them up into the sky real high. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
I wish you guys could see us. We're dancing. But today is episode 31. And we're... Oh, hold on. What is that? Do you hear that?
It sounds like scratching. What at the window
was that? It's Philip. Hold on. Wait. All right. I'm coming. Okay. All right. Here's your little jelly beans. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Golly. And then we have to do a little dun.
We just got a letter. I wonder who it's from. So Here, best friend. He just gave me this.
Don't sue us. Don't sue us.
Yeah, don't sue us, Blue's Clues.
Yeah, don't sue us, Blue's Clues.
Oh, no.
All right.
I'm handing you. You got it? Okay.
Yeah, we all know what time it is. It's fun fact time.
Fun facto.
All right. So today's fun fact is, did you know Barbie was actually inspired by paper dolls?
What?
Yeah.
She was?
Yeah. So apparently Ruth decided to create a three-dimensional doll when she saw her daughter playing with paper dolls. That's kind of sad.
That is kind of sad. But shout out to Ruth for having a great imagination.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And then Philip brought us two fun facts.
No, he did not.
He did.
Se pasó, bro. That's crazy.
He did. Are you trying to have our listeners listen to your ASMR?
Yeah.
While you're eating chocolate?
Is it working, guys? Well, I swallowed it already. Never mind. Okay.
The second fun fact today is our listeners are going to get two fun facts never before seen.
Never before. Actually, I think we have.
That's yeah, okay. We are. I'm pretty sure we are.
Everybody just go along with her. Go along with her.
Everyone, please just give me the oohs, the ahs.
Wow. All right.
We're going to continue. All right. Staying in the theme of Barbie, shout out to Barbie, because Barbie just came out in the year 2023. So the next fun fact is, did you know Barbie and Ken were named after siblings?
Hold on. Like, her siblings?
Yeah. So apparently it says Ken was named for the handler's son, Kenneth.
Oh my God.
Meaning Barbie and Ken, one of the most famous fictional couples in the world, were actually inspired by a brother and sister.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about that. That is promoting incest.
Well, we didn't just know that. We didn't know that till now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when you put it like that, it does sound a little strange. Still, shout out to Ruth, because she got that paper. She got did. That imagination.
She did.
And now
we all know how big Barbie is now.
Very big. She's big. She's life size. There's life size Barbie dolls.
Well, now she came to life.
Yeah, now she's
movie.
Alive now. Yeah. Well,
yeah, that was
thank you,
cool.
Philip, for that. That was all good. Right. That was really good. Well,
that was a good one, Philip. Yeah.
All right, guys. So episode 31, we are back to our regular schedule program, which I'm very excited about because I'm ready to be silly. Get silly. Hey, get silly. Hey, get silly. Hey. So, best friend?
Yeah.
You want to confess to them about some really random shenanigans you've been saying lately? Let's start off with that. Here, let me.
What?
Let me remind you.
She's putting me on the spot here.
I am. Let me just like. So, Halloween is coming up. Oh. Okay, it's not coming up now, but it's coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And I was telling Andrea, I was like, oh my God, like, I just want to be Chun-Li for Halloween.
Yep.
What did you say, best friend? What did you say, bro?
So when she told me, how do you pronounce the name?
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li, okay. I thought she said Chun-Li, and I thought that was the villain from Mulan, the Disney movie.
I literally was sitting there, and you know, like we all know I talk a lot. So I was just like talking her ear off. She stops and she's like, what? I was like, what? Like, what did I say? I was like, you know, from like, I love Chun-Li. And she was like, Alex, there's just like, no, why would you want to be that? Oh my God, I am so worried about you. I was like, wait, no, like I'm talking about like from Street Fighter. It was really freaking funny.
I thought she wanted to be, and isn't it Shang-Li? Now that I'm thinking about it.
Honestly.
Oh my gosh, I'm not even probably thinking about the right villain from Mulan.
It's okay.
It's okay. The,
at least you were just worried about me. Thank you, best friend.
I really thought you wanted to be that ugly villain from Mulan for
he's
Halloween.
Pretty terrifying.
Yeah, he's really terrifying. We not really pretty.
Scared, we got like really scared. She was like, okay, I know you're like normally crazy, but like this is like crazy.
No, literally, I was like, I know you're going through things, but we don't have to act the part.
Bro, that's so funny. But you know, it's a part of it. We love Disney. We absolutely love Disney. So like literally, like I can act the part. Andrea can act the part, you know, like not even we don't need no costume. Listen, you guys should see us in karaoke night.
We act the parts. We literally sing the parts.
Mm-hmm. And anyone that knows, like that has been to our karaoke's, they could tell you. Yeah. I didn't know I knew French. Like the other day. We were literally sitting in the, oh my God, we were sitting in her living room.
Oh, that was so funny.
And we were like, Raph had to go to sleep early because he worked and stuff, right? And we're like, okay, it's okay. Like, we'll be very calm. We'll be very like subtle on the couch, you know.
We're,
like
we're going to try to do a silent karaoke, like
silent,
you know,
karaoke,
just quiet,
quieter than how we usually are, because usually we're like screaming, right? So but if you're wondering, we did it. We did a good job on that. So. Good job for us. But we were literally sitting there. Like if someone would have walked in to her house like unannounced and would have just walked into her living room, they would have been very like confused because we were literally like singing like we just put like Disney like karaoke and we were just like letting the songs like just randomly come on and like we would change the way that we would like every single song that came on, like we were that character.
Yeah, that's true. And,
like, Be Our Guest came on. Like, I just started talking French. And we were just like, what?
Yeah.
Came out of me and I was like, bro, like, I know French. What is this?
It was so funny. Alex started being Lumiere. It's like, bonjour, monsieur. Like, I don't even know what it says.
I don't even remember. And that's the thing. It's like, I hear the music and I transform.
She transformed. Literally, she was like, mon cherie. She was like, we proudly present. And she'd be like, your dinner.
be our guest. Oh my God, stop it. That's funny.
That reminds me, we have to schedule our Fika talent.
Oh, yes. Night. Bring your talents. We are ready for you. We're going to be doing that soon. Well, I promise you, we'll schedule it this week. By the way, apparently, we're getting hit by a hurricane. We had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea. I came over last night and Andrea was like, oh, there's a hurricane coming. And I'm like, what?
And the funny thing is, Alex is always the first one to find out about these hurricanes. She literally drives me nuts because she'd be like, did you see that gust of wind coming from Cuba? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, she's the first one to go get hurricane supplies.
Like, board up your windows.
Yeah.
Board up your doors.
The first one to be like, are we going to go get sandbags? And I'm just like, oh my God. Like,
every water bottles.
Every year.
Every year, yeah. And then I'm like, oh my God, there's a tornado watch. And it's like,
oh yeah,
not she even wants, near us.
She wants me to hide in my bathtub like every time there's a tornado watch or warning. And I'm watching TV. Like, I'm just like,
if it's a warning, I'm like, bro, it's warning. You know how it says like on the automatic thing, it's like, get under your staircase. I'm like, get under your staircase. She has no staircase. That's an imaginary staircase.
You're like, hide yourself, save your dog.
Save your dog, Rabbi. Oh my God. And I'm just like, eh. But then something flies out her window. And then she's like, oh, I should have boarded it. That's usually how it goes. She's like, wow, bro, it's really raining. And it's like, yes, there is a hurricane outside.
Thankfully, was it last hurricane that we actually listened and we got the sandbags and like, we didn't board windows though. No.
Are you talking about Matthew?
It's not your son.
No, not my son. He's a hurricane. Oh, Matthew. He is a hurricane.
Yeah, but no.
I'm talking about the... Remember, because I was here for that one. For the one that you actually prepared for him.
Yeah, but we didn't board windows, but your parents did. Remember when you told me that your parents were in the pitch dark?
I hope.
Super dramatic, but they're safe.
They're safe, yeah. Our house is safe. It's so funny. The dumb gutters are always like suffering during these times.
Wait, the dumb gutters?
What do they do to deserve that? I don't know.
Wow. Someone's angry over there.
If you have a dumb gutter and you understand, thanks. Why I said dumb gutter.
I don't know why she's insulting gutters tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
I think it's because I heard it in my head, like, because that's what you hear when there's like a hurricane. They sound crazy.
I just want to ask our listeners, even though we can't hear the responses at all whatsoever, but just closely. Our Floridians, I just want to know, how do you prepare for hurricanes? Are you the ones to go and like run to BJ's or Sam's and like, or Costco and go get waters and get all the like food in a can, which by the way, I'd rather die than eat food in a can.
We'll get a can of SpaghettiOs and
that's
she'll
disgusting.
Kill over. She'll kill
that's,
over.
That's disgusting. I'm kidding. But I just want to know. I want to know. Do you, I don't want to say over exaggerate, but overly prepare for hurricanes?
Over exaggerate. Are you dramatic?
I just want to know.
Are you a drama queen or no?
I just want to know because, like, me, for example, I don't prepare for hurricanes.
Panics last minute.
Yeah, it's true.
Like literally, like when there's no water, no sandbags, like no resources, then she panics.
Yeah.
Then she's like, I got to get ready. And it's like, everything's like closed.
It's true. Everything's closed.
She's
and
like,
then I'm like,
I have sandbags from like 1995.
Yeah. And the sad thing is that I just threw away the sandbags. We just made the sand go back into the earth.
You just gave it back to the environment.
And now we need it again.
Where'd you put it? Did you put it in like a random kid's like sandbox? Where'd you put the sand?
No. I threw it out. It was so weird. We had so many sandbags that we just dumped the sand and just put it in the trash. Listen, it looked like a beach in our backyard. Okay.
And it eventually just became one with the soil.
The rain took care of it.
Thank you, rain.
Yeah.
Thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain.
The hurricanes, though. Alex, tell us how your hurricane situations used to be once upon a time.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I don't even...
What was the scariest hurricane you went through?
Charlie.
Yeah, 100%.
Charlie was literally terrifying. Yeah. Like my ceiling, like some of my ceiling like fell in the kitchen.
Oh no.
Yeah. No, literally, like, because the it got like wet and stuff, because like all my shingles like flew out. They were like, bye, we are free at last. And then like all the water came in and it was just like collapse. Did you hear that?
No.
Whack that too hard. Guys, okay. This is hard, guys.
You know, a fellow podcaster of mine said, if you don't bring attention to it, no one will hear it. So,
well, too bad I think out loud. What do you do with that?
Yep. Tell us about the roof.
Okay. Well, it collapsed. And then, not fully, but it did. And then I remember we didn't have power for like weeks. And then there was a cow in like my like street. Like, I don't
know. Wait, it flew?
Well, I'm guessing, or maybe the cerca fell and then like it just like caught, walked out and it was like, hey, what's up? Like it was literally my circle.
Are you telling me the cow took flight?
Do you remember Twister in Universal? Yeah. Ooh, yeah. When did you like flew across? That's what I picture happened, but I'm sure that's not what happened. I'm sure it just broke and then he just escaped, or her. I don't know who it was, but it was really funny. How was yours like that growing up?
My hurricane experience was, for example, Charlie almost, it was a really, really bad hurricane. I just remember being scared. And for the sliding glass doors, I remember them just like literally.
They always sound like they're going to like fly out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We were living in our past. My childhood home, and that had a pool, and I remember my dad took all the water out the pool because of the hurricane. Imagine. I mean, I'm pretty sure they do that for a reason, because if not, like, a twister will be in your pool.
Yeah, like a water twister. That's so funny. I have a pool in my backyard.
So
go ahead.
So it was just like, for example, like the sliding glass doors and stuff like that, like when they were just, they felt like paper.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I get it. No, I get it. When you like wave a paper in the air, like you just don't care. And it's like,
it was terrifying. So, but anyway, on that note, for the hurricanes, let's just be safe, y'all.
Good luck.
Buy all the waters, eat your SpaghettiOs.
Eat your green beans. Your water. Do some push-ups. This too shall pass.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
We'll be fine. Good. We'll be back on schedule the next day.
That's hopefully. For sure.
Hopefully.
Fika Talk will be back.
Oh yeah, we'll be back. We'll let you guys know how that went. Some may say it's like rain with a name. That's all it is.
Rain with a name. I like that.
Rain with a name. Adalys is coming. She's coming. But she'll be gone.
You know, you're Hispanic, so why'd you say Adalys?
What do you mean? What is it?
Adalys.
I said it in English with a Spanish accent. Why do I do that? I don't know that's why I do fine. That. I don't know why I do the things I do, but that sounded weird. Oh no, you brought it to attention. Now I'm like
she can't not like hear it.
Not think about it. Knock knock. Who's there? Idalis who? Oh my gosh. Don't mind me, guys. I have problems. So before we go into our next segment of today, because we just want to like update you guys a little bit, give you guys some of these little comments and stories. Do we want to talk about Alex and Allie?
Oh,
do we want to confess this?
Okay, that was such yes. Please, I'm really excited to talk about Alex versus Allie.
Okay, well, so okay, as you all may know, people call me Alex, right? And I forgot how this came up, but we were just talking. Oh, because everyone knows, like, I love like Disney villains. Everyone knows, like, I'm very like that, right? And I was talking to Andrea, and I'm like, I wonder where in my life, like, what was the point that, like, I just, you know, I was just like, you know what? We like the villains now. Like, now we like the villains. Now we like the Halloween stuff. You know, now we're not afraid no more, right? And then I was telling Andrea, I was like, dude, back then, they used to call me Allie growing up. And my favorite color was pink. And like, I love sparkles and glitter. And I like loved Disney movies because of like the princesses. And I wanted like a Prince Charming to like save me on his freaking horse. And then like, now it's like, I'm the complete opposite.
Oh, but that also reminds me that I forgot what we were talking about in that situation. But I'm like, bro, didn't you love like princesses? Or, oh, I said, your little princess. And you go, no, that was Allie. And I was like, what?
She was like, she said something like, oh, no, because I was like, no, I'm not a princess. And you were yeah, no, you're not. And then I was like, that was Allie. Allie is dead.
And then it was such a moment. And she said, she was like, Allie's dead. I was like, oh my God.
And then I laughed psychotically. I'm really not crazy, guys. Like legitimately crazy. I'm not like loony bin crazy, I swear. But it was funny though. It was a good one. But it is funny because it is like literally a complete different Alex back then. Like I used to go, if you guys know, the store Justice. Yeah, I was in there like swimwear, buying like the latest sparkly purses and like the latest sparkly like bedazzled jewels. And like, and now I'm just like, you know, like I can dress up when I want to. By the way, I gotta say this because it was really funny in the trivia. I like how all of you literally just knew that I didn't have a skincare routine or brushed my hair. Listen, you guys are the real MVPs.
Oh my God.
That made me die. Like people put were
you on,
like,
they were putting you on blast.
They were like, listen, Alex, we already know this. Like, don't try to trick you. This is an easy one. Like all the other ones, like those were tricky, but that one right there, it's obvious.
Not one person got that wrong.
No, literally everybody got it right. I mean, said it in the podcast before. Like, actually, I've said it plenty of times. We have an episode that it literally says, like, can someone buy Alex a brush? But like,
yeah.
Wow, guys. But it was funny though. Cause I mean, like I still look nice, but it's just like, it's just different. I'm just not a little princess. It's like,
she's not. Wait, are you trying to say that people with skincare routines are little princesses?
No, not necessarily. But you know, like people that like really do take care of themselves and they got to get everything done and they put the eyelashes and like their eyebrows are done and like they do the nails and they do the hair and they like dress up like all like, you know, and things can't look sideways because it has to be perfect. And it's like glitter, 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 glitter. Shine.
I literally just imagine someone putting on their eyelash and like it being crooked. Because okay. You just said it has to be on correctly.
You know what I'm saying? Like people that literally are like so like, oh my God, like my blush is like it has to be a specific, like, I don't know. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like you guys do your thing. You look good when you do it. But like for me, I'm just like, you know, I don't know.
I agree.
Like right now, I look like a raccoon, but I forgot to take my mascara off. But that's okay. I'm at my best friend's house.
Yeah,
not now.
Remember, we're not together. We're not together.
We're actually apart.
We're apart.
Yeah, we are apart.
The distance. Don't you feel the distance? The
distance is real right now. Oh my God, that's so freaking funny.
What were we gonna say?
No, go ahead. Go.
I was gonna say I'm really excited for our next segment.
Oh yeah, me too.
I mean, we wanted to definitely, I think, if people like what we're saying, I would like to know in the future after we share our experiences as a kid, I want to be able so that we can share it like to Instagram and maybe they can say like, what was their like? What was their experience?
I was actually gonna let them know, like, hey, let us know. Like, we'll put like a little thing, and then we want to share it with the world. Maybe next episode,
mm-hmm.
We could share the answers or like on Instagram Live or something. I think it'd be really funny to read it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so let's get into it. So, I don't know. Growing up, my parents used to tell me all sorts of crazy things. They used to tell me the weirdest things to get me to stop doing something or to scare me enough to act a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is like a regular like Hispanic thing, and I'm sure like maybe other cultures too, but like please let us know. Like we need to hear this, because in my head, like, I was like, oh my God, like, are my parents like, did this only happen to me? But we were talking, and no, no, there's a lot. So you want to get it started, bro?
Yeah. And actually there's even like TikToks with all of these different Hispanic sayings.
Oh yeah. There's so many people that have suffered like we have.
Yeah.
That's scarred.
All right. So let's get us started. So the first one is, so literally, you know, it's what Alex just said about like what our parents used to tell us as kids and what our parents used to tell us as kids. And then that they were lies, right? Okay. So the first one is, if you walk barefoot, you'll get sick.
My parents used to tell me that all the time.
I feel literally like
all the time.
I just, is there truth to that?
I don't think so, because now I'm a grown ass woman and mm-hmm. I walk barefoot in my house and I don't get sick.
I mean, the tile used to be really cold. I mean, it makes sense.
I have tile now.
I know.
Mama, you lied to me.
And you don't get sick, do you?
I don't get sick. My immunity is on point. It's on point. God. Did it make you guys sick? Let us know, please. Another one that my parents used to say was like, when you're driving, like, well, back then when they were driving, and I would turn on the light in the car, like on the inside, they'd be like, yes, turn it off. We're going to get a ticket. We're going to get pulled over and get a ticket. Like, what? That is such a lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
I mean, it's a little hard to see.
Yes.
But you will not get a ticket.
I'm not going to get a ticket for that. Oh my God. Not going to go to jail. My dad used to be so exaggerated. Like, they're going to stop us. I'm like, oh my God, I just need to see where my Capri Sun fell. I'm sorry.
Really, like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. And they used to get really mad if the light back there went on.
I know. They're at a red light and they would still get mad. I'm like, dude, give me like 2 seconds. Like, I got to see my Capri Sun.
So when I was with my friends and then they used to be able to turn their light on when their parents were driving, I'm like, oh, how's that allowed?
There's so many things that, like, when I was in my friend's house and I would see them do the complete opposite and I was like, so is it me? is this real life? Like, is this just like my parents being crazy, or like, what is it? That's so funny. You told me one today that I was just like, what the heck? The avocado one?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So my dad used to tell me he thought it was a weird combination, because he loves avocado. I mean, my dad's from Chile. So like, avocado is like our butter, right? Instead of putting butter on the bread, you put avocado, like an avocado spread. And I remember one time he told me having avocado and milk, that combo will kill you. And I was just like, what? So he always used to, so literally he used to like look at me eat like a cereal, and then like on top of my cereal, like I'll have on the side.
Not on top of your cereal.
No, but on the side. I'm saying, and anyway.
I'm sorry, because you never know. People are like, oh my God, she likes cheese with her cereal. Now she's saying she likes avocado toast on like on top of her cereal.
Oh my God.
Bro.
Yeah. Come
on. It's valid. It's valid, bro. You put cheese in your cereal.
Your connection broke up a little bit, so I don't know if they heard that part.
Which part? That you put cheese on your cereal?
Yeah, there we go.
No, that I'm like, you have to be clear, because for all they know, you said on top of your cereal. She puts avocado toast on top of her cereal too.
I'm gonna send people like to the, they're very concerned about me. After that trivia, I had a lot of people reach out to me and be like, oh my God.
They were concerned for your health.
Yeah.
Honestly. Okay, so anyway, so you were eating your cereal and on the side you had
avocado and toast.
Okay.
Avocado and toast, mm-hmm. And then I will have milk, and then my dad would just look at me like that combo, because apparently it would kill you. So,
and you did you freak out? Like, how did you?
No, I didn't freak out. It was more like, I just kind of looked at him like, okay, and then I just kept eating it. And
I guess I'm gonna die.
I guess so. I don't know, but he used to be like real concerned. It was funny.
Bro, that's so funny. Another thing with food is like whenever I would be eating a fruit or something, my parents would always like go crazy and like they'd be like, oh my God, don't swallow the seed. I'm like, what? Why? And they'd be like, if you swallow the seed, the fruit is going to grow inside of you. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
So then I started picking out my seeds.
Especially like, watermelons.
Especially watermelons. Yeah. I used to literally sit there and like pick them out, like very like frustrated because like I was like, oh my God, I don't want a watermelon to grow inside of me. For all I knew, pregnant women, that's what I like. I probably thought like that's how that happened. Like I was probably like, oh my God, like they swallowed a watermelon seed.
It could have been.
You know, it works.
In a little kid's brain, anything could be.
Oh yeah, 100%. Or when they tell you when you're at a party and they're like, oh, we're leaving. Start saying bye to everybody.
Yeah.
You just say bye to everybody. You're still there.
Literally, that's such a Hispanic thing. That's a Hispanic thing that we got to go. We're leaving. And then we never leave.
And then they get mad at you. Clean up. We're leaving. Like, yeah. Put the stuff away. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to go. Like, wrap it up, y'all. Bye, cousins. Bye. Yeah. See you later. And then it's 4 a.m. and I'm in my tia's bed half asleep watching That's So Raven because 4 hours ago we were leaving.
Like, I miss those days so much.
I know. Those days were the best, man.
Oh no.
The signal's going away.
The signal.
Oh, you're back. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Another one is, tell me the truth. I promise I'm not going to hit you. Just tell me the truth. That was another lie. I remember that one.
The biggest lie.
The biggest lie of them all.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's so bad.
I know. Like throwing random stuff at you.
Oh my God.
I think we've mentioned this one before. But like the cinnamon stick that my mom threw at me from like across the house. Somehow it like curved corners and like hit me.
What? A cinnamon stick?
Yeah. Not like, okay. Like a legitimate like cinnamon stick. Not like a Pizza Hut cinnamon stick. Like I'm talking about like an actual like an actual cinnamon stick. Yeeted it from like across the house. It like turned corners and it was like a boomerang. And it like went pa-pam. That's so funny.
You gotta run in zigzags.
Yeah, you run in zigzags to dodge it. That's so
yeah. Funny. Literally, that's what you have to do. How about the most famous one of all, Vicks?
Oh,
for all our Hispanic listeners, Vicks. Let me tell you right now, is the cure to cancer. Like,
I'm just about to say that, yeah.
Vicks will cure all ailments, all sicknesses.
Anything. You're even having like a bad day. Just put it, it'll wake you up. I don't know.
You think your parents would you inhale Vicks, it'll make you feel better, like mental health. Oh, that's so bad. You're feeling depressed. Inhale
some Vicks. It'll snap you out of it. Oh, no. I mean, it used to be very shocking. Like when you take one whiff. one whiff and that's it. You're like, ah.
That's true though. No, I mean, that's really true. But at the same time, aren't you allergic to menthol?
That's what they told me, right? But like, I've like kind of like, that's another lie. They'll be like,
who told you?
My parents, they'd be like, oh, no, be careful with menthol, da, da, da. I've used menthol, like, you know, like, because it's in Vicks. I put it on and it's like, I'm fine. And then they also said something else. They were like, they're just, whenever they used to not want me to do certain things, it was like, oh, no, like, it's bad for you. Like, no. And then, but then now I'm like, is it actually bad for me? Like, oh, no, we just wanted you to be careful. I'm like, what?
So they lied.
Yeah, all these lies. Jesus.
To keep you safe.
How about the showering one? There's like my two really
my grandmother. Mm-hmm. My grandmother used to believe that one. That after you eat, you cannot shower because you're going to throw up.
Yep.
And I used to be like, what? So like I actually believe that one.
I believe that one too.
Every time I finished eating, I would just relax for a really long time. maybe 20 minutes or something and then go shower. I don't know.
I was the same way. My parents used to be like, oh, estás en digestión. Like, you're in digestion. You're in the middle of digestion. You can't shower. Or when it was raining.
Yeah.
Don't shower. You're going to get electrocuted.
That was, yeah. I really, till this day, kind of like low key, like, is that true or not?
I feel like it might be, depending on the severity of the outdoors, you know?
Right? Ooh, like, we should try to shower during the hurricane.
All right, let's do it. We'll let you know. if it's fake, we'll be back next week.
If it's not, then you know we had a terrible accident.
And it worked. How about when you used to be bad? And then your parents used to be like, stop acting like that, or the guy's gonna come get you.
Okay, I just want to talk about that. That's very scary and terrifying. My parents never said the guy. The fact that your parents said el hombre is coming to come get you. My parents used to say el cuco, which is terrifying too.
Terrifying. Yeah.
Like, who is that?
I don't know. I don't want to know. I'm going to search it on Google. El cuco.
El cuco. In my head, I feel like that could be like Slender Man or something.
I bet he looks something like that. El cuco.
Alex is literally Googling it right now. It's probably going to bring up a cockatoo. Like,
probably. Ew.
What?
Ew. Oh, God. Sorry, guys. I dropped my water bottle.
It's okay. Oh, that's terrifying. So, we can't see that, but, you know, listen, we're going to do a plug to this part of the episode. Alex, you could share that picture on our Instagram, right? And then we can just say el cuco and see what people say.
Yeah, we'll show you guys what I just showed Andrea. That's really terrifying. I'm scared.
You're scared?
No, I sleep alone now. Play the violin for me.
Oh my god.
I need to get one of those violins, the world's smallest violins. You could put it on a keychain.
That's my favorite thing from SpongeBob.
Yes.
And I literally play the world's smallest violin for people. It's such a moment. And if people don't know what you're talking about, I literally go like this.
It's and so like funny.
People won't don't understand sometimes, but I understand. And that's like all that matters because I think it's funny.
You heard it here first, folks.
It's folks, not folks.
Listen, I'm Hispanic, okay? And then
you're Hispanic, Miss Idalis.
Idalis, I said. I didn't even say it like that. I said Idalis. I said it very Hispanic. I like pronounce it in Spanish. It was weird. Anyways, okay. Last but not least.
That you have to be. This one is so. My dad lives by this till this day.
Till this day.
You need to be at the airport like 5 hours before your flight.
Oh, yeah. Even if it's like not international.
Yes.
Like it could be like to Texas or like Miami. And you still need to be there 5 hours before.
Like, I'm not kidding. Shout out to my dad. Yeah. Shout out to my dad, who I love so much, but he wants us to be there 4 hours before our flight.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my parents are the same.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and then during the night, they won't even sleep because they're like pendiente. Like they're very like worried about like the time and not missing it. So like they don't even sleep the night before. And they're just like, there's no point. We have to be there 4 hours before. We can't knock out too much. It's so funny.
Didn't they literally just travel like not so long ago and they lived by that again?
Yeah, that's what they till this day, they do that till this day. That's so funny. Well, let us know if you guys, if any of your parents did this to you guys and if you guys believed it or not, or if we didn't mention something that your parents did, please let us know. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be really funny to hear from you guys. I'll definitely put up a little thing for you guys, like a little box on Instagram for you guys to share yours.
Yeah, please.
And we cannot wait to see that. But, guys, it's been a fun episode. I think that, why are you laughing at me, bro? It's a fun episode. I enjoyed kind of getting into like the normal rhythm again.
Yeah.
I like talking random shenanigans. So that was good. And I had something to say, but I completely forgot. Ooh, no, I didn't. I just remembered what.
Oh, I was going to say that everyone give Alex a round of applause wherever they are, because Alex is going to Halloween Horror Nights on Friday. And it's her favorite time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Sing it, Alex. Sing it.
There is scary people and there is cool costumes waiting to cheer.
Okay. We're good with that.
Like, you're done.
We'll work on the lyrics.
Yeah. I was like, scary people. Like, that's what? Anyways, I wanted to give a quick shout out before parting ways. I wanted to give a shout out to Omar for giving us a fantastic new beat for our Fika Talk, our Talk beat. So if can everybody very loudly where you're at say thank you, Omar. Thank you, Omar.
Thank you, Omar. Best.
Thank you for that. And all right, guys, I hope you guys have a fantastic week. Please tune in to our episodes and our Instagram. You can find us at Fika Talk _. There you go.
she's talking and saying everything and then looking at me like to say it, but then she talked.
Yeah, because she's not talking, guys.
But she's
I think it's because she's like, I don't know. Go ahead, best friend. She's distracted.
I'm waiting for my part. But that was your part.
Was actually your part. And then I did the at Fika Talk.
That's because you're drawing right now.
Yeah. No.
Anyway. All right, guys. If you want to catch us on our platforms, you can catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and any of the other podcast platforms. As Alex said before, you can find us on Instagram at FikaTalk_. Go ahead and give our page a follow, and you can see when we share new ideas or new Alex trivia. Trivia has been really famous right now, and we really like that. So we've been doing that. And there's some other things too. Our Fika Talk merch. We need more shirts, I feel like. I mean, I was really excited when we got our shirts and things like that. We've been talking about maybe doing other stuff. But like we said earlier in the episode, we're going to schedule that Fika Talk talent night. And we have just a bunch of other ideas that are coming up our sleeve. So, you know. We always thank you all for the support. The Arizona episode, the Arizona episodes really got a lot of feedback, and it just meant a lot to us to just be welcomed back into the podcast world after being gone for so long. So this episode was a lot of fun because, like Alex said, it was a lighter one. So, and we're back to just doing what we love to do, which is just talk about everything and anything. So,
everything and anything.
Yeah.
What's that one word for like the background Mad libs? Nay. What's that? What's a mad lib?
Mad libs.
Ad libs?
What are you talking about?
Like, you know how like Migos is like, they're like skirt. You know, like when you're in the background and you're like saying like, I think it's ad libs. Or I'm butchering this, y'all. Anyways, I live for those. I think that I'm like a walking something, whatever that word is. Insert word here. You don't know what I'm talking about? Is it Mad Lib?
It's Mad Libs. If you're talking about something that you just insert a word, that was the Mad Libs, not lips, libs. Anyways.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back again next week.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.